This message was preached in the Trinity Bible Church pulpit in East Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic.
Mark 14, verses 17 to 25, King James Version. And in the evening he cometh with the 12. And as they sat and did eat, Jesus said, Verily I say unto you, one of you which eateth with me shall betray me. And they began to be sorrowful, and to say unto him one by one, Is it I? And another said, Is it I? And he answered and said unto them, It is one of the 12 that dippeth with me in the dish. The Son of Man indeed goeth as it is written of him, but woe to the man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Good were it for that man if he had never been born. And as they did eat, Jesus took bread and blessed and brake it, and gave to them, and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said unto them, This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. Verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the wine until that day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God. Every ordinance that Christ has left his church has its purpose. And the purpose is as follows. Growth. That growth that through grace, forgiveness of our sins and faith we have received. To receive greater spiritual benefits from partaking of the bread and wine, though, this must be taken by true believers. For there is no true benefit or profit for the unbeliever to partake in the bread and wine in the Lord's Supper. Hebrews 11:6 says the following, For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. This ordinance will not add salvation. It will not add a better status with God. It will not add any spiritual or material privilege. Then why do we obey it, you might ask? It is because it is a commandment of Him. It is because He commands to every believer, and because we love Him as our Lord Jesus Christ, because He rescued us from darkness, and now we belong to His kingdom through the new birth. So let us watch three, or talk about three steps, or three things that we must do when we take the bread and wine. Number one. To take the bread and wine, we must examine ourselves. As we see in verse 18 to 21, as it says, And as they sat and did eat, Jesus said, Verily I say unto you, one of which eat with me shall betray me. And they began to be sorrowful, and to say unto him one by one, Is it I? And the other said, Is it I? And he answered and said unto them, It is one of the 12 that dippeth with me in the dish. The Son of Man indeed goeth, and it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Good were it for that man if he had never been born. When the Lord said that one of his disciples would betray him, it resulted in sadness and self-examination. It says in verse 19, they began to be sorrowful. And to say unto one to another, Is it I? Is it I? The seriousness of the new covenant and the institution of the Lord's Supper established there made self-examination a necessary thing. Hence, any benefit we might receive will be preceded by hearts that are clear in what they do. And the holiness of Him who has called us, do this in remembrance of me. Before we take this solemn ordinance, though, we must pray and repent. And if we have sinned against any, seek reconciliation. We must examine ourselves. For he who has called us is holy, and expects us to be faithful by not taking this ordinance unworthily. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 27 to 29, wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he hath eat and drinketh with unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's supper. To take the Lord, to take the bread and the wine, let us note that their purpose is to remind us of Christ's sacrifice on the cross for our sins. Verse 22. And as they did eat, Jesus took bread and blessed and broke it and gave to them and said, take, eat, this is my body. Verse 23 and 4 and 24. And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said unto them, this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. This ordinance keeps the atonement of Christ for our sin fresh in our minds by the price of his blood. It reminds us of the propitiation that Christ paid to take away our sins and bring us into a loving relationship with God, our Father. The wine is the blood of Christ to cleanse us from all sin, and the bread is his body, where the record of our wickedness was nailed, so that he might bear all our transgressions. With how much humility we should approach the bread and wine, for they remind us of the depravity of our sins for which Christ was broken and bled to the cross, although no evil was found on him. Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. But the bread and wine also brings us hope. Because although our evil is great, Christ has paid for it completely. We are free, for which we owe eternal gratitude to our Lord. Verse 25, verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until that day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God. To take the bread and wine, we must look to the kingdom of God. Dinner makes us look forward to what it will still mean to us, what it means to us there in the kingdom. Matthew 26:29, it says, but I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you, which is us, in my Father's kingdom. The kingdom, in its eschatological sense, is what is referred to here. We're talking about that second coming of the Lord. We're talking about that heavenly kingdom, the glorious kingdom of the redeemed, to which souls ascend when they die in the Lord. And those who have already died precede us in this gathering, and rather wait for the Lord, for his second coming, to gather together all who have believed in him, in his presence, for the great celebration, the great supper, the great banquet. All of us with glorified bodies, those who sleep in the Lord as well as those who are left, will be gathered by the victorious Lamb as our host. There, we believers in body and soul will feast forever in the company of our Lord to praise him forever. Take the bread and wine. Look into the future. Look into that kingdom. Let us remember the brothers who have departed with Christ already. Today they are with the Savior and will be together again when Christ returns. We will see each other, and in his presence, at the great table of Christ, we will enjoy of that great banquet.